Hola amigos, ¿cómo están? Hey guys, I hope you're doing well. It's the Language Tutor Spanish podcast, and I'm glad you're hanging out with me to practice a little while today. Well, it's episode 71, and that means we're talking about prepositional pronouns, which I thought was going to be a pretty beneficial lesson for you, and I hope it was. I want to kick things off by going over prepositions, and you know, I talked about those at the beginning of the YouTube lesson. And I just want to kind of do a little quiz real fast, see where you stand on those. You probably know these already, but it never hurts to run them really quick. So let's just test those out really fast. First of all, how do you say the word to or at in Spanish? And that is a. What about in or on? And it also means at sometimes. And that is en. What about for, as in, this is for you? And that is para, P-A-R-A, with. And that is con. What about from or of? And that's de, okay? Behind or to the back of. And that's detrás de. In front of. And that's delante de, to the side of or beside. That's al lado de, without. And that's sin, S-I-N, to the right of. It's a la derecha de, now to the left of. And that's a la izquierda de, far from. That's lejos de, close to or near. And that's cerca de, after. And that's después de. Let's do one more, and that is before. And that is antes de. All right, now let's move into those prepositional pronouns. Now, just imagine you're looking at the chart. We're going to review those really fast. All of them are the same as the normal subject pronouns, nosotros, vosotros, ellos, ellas, ustedes, and all that. There are only two different, and what are those? And hopefully you said me and ti. Now, a quick little quiz for you. Which ones have accents on the chart? And that is only me and él, him, E-L with an accent and M-I with an accent, okay? Now, before we get into our context practice, I want to go over that short list of prepositions that do not use me and ti. They use yo and tú. So these were the exceptions to the lesson. All right, so let's just go over those really quick. First of all, how do you say according to? And that is según. All right, now the next one is the word except. That can also mean minus. And that is menos, menos. All right, what about between? And that is entre. All right, now name the other two forms of except that we named on the YouTube lesson. And those were salvo and excepto. Last one, including. And that is incluso. And that wraps up our first practice. And now, amigos, let's go into a context practice where we are actually putting sentences into Spanish. I'll call it out in English like we normally do. You put it into Spanish and I'll give you any tips where necessary. Okay, here we go. We're going to do 10 of these. The first one is this present for you? Now, present, remember, is regalo, R-E-G-A-L-O. Now say, is this present for you? And hopefully you said, este regalo es para ti. Este regalo es para ti. All right, number two, she is always talking about him. And hopefully you said, ella siempre está hablando de él. Ella siempre está hablando de él. All right, number three. That cake is for me. Okay, now a couple things I want to tell you before you put this into Spanish. First of all, cake, in case you don't know it, is pastel, P-A-S-T-E-L. Now, I want to talk about the word that. I want to let you know that the cake, let's imagine that it is near the person I am talking to, not right next to me, but it's near the person I'm talking to, okay? So now say, that cake is for me. And hopefully you said, ese pastel es para mí. Ese pastel es para mí. All right, next one. He sits next to us every Sunday. Going back to a little reflexive verb there. He sits next to us every Sunday. And hopefully you said, él se sienta al lado de nosotros todos los domingos. Okay, now you might have also said cada domingo, which would have been okay also, each Sunday. But él se sienta al lado de nosotros todos los domingos. All right, the next one is, the notebook is to my left, or to the left of me. The notebook is to the left of me. Okay, hopefully you said, el cuaderno está a la izquierda de mí. El cuaderno está a la izquierda de mí. Next one is, I'm going without you. And that would be, yo voy sin ti. Yo voy sin ti. Next sentence is, the park is very far from them. And remember, park is el parque. The park is very far from them. And hopefully you said, el parque está muy lejos de ellos. El parque está muy lejos de ellos. The next one is, I have faith in her. Now, faith is fe, F-E in Spanish. So, I have faith in her. And that would be, yo tengo fe en ella. Yo tengo fe en ella. The next one is, according to you, we don't have to go. According to you, we don't have to go. And that would be, según tú, no tenemos que ir. All right, and we use tú because that's one of those exceptions to the lesson, right? We have to say the regular pronouns after según. So, según tú, no tenemos que ir. Last one, I want to be with you. And that would be, quiero estar contigo. Yes, we put those together and make the word contigo. Quiero estar contigo. And amigos, that wraps up this practice for this lesson. I hope you guys have enjoyed practicing with me. I sure have enjoyed hanging out with you and helping you with your Spanish. I hope everybody's doing well, your family, friends, all of you. And I wish for each one of you sincerely paz y bendiciones, peace and blessings in everything you do and in your lives. I appreciate your support, and I'll see you next time on the Language Tutor Spanish Podcast. Hasta pronto.